Tainus Esther, start with that, or start with Parsha Zohar this week. There's a mitzvah from the Torah to hear Parsha Zohar. Women should make an attempt to fulfill that mitzvah, even though there are those that hold that a woman's not chayiv in the mitzvah. But since there are people who say that you are, it's an inyan to either be in shul in the morning preferably, or to come to the special reading for women in the afternoon, which is not as good as being there in the morning. Even though halachically a person is yotze Parsha Zohar in any havara that it's read, even if it's not yours, preferably a person should go to a shul where they read in the way that he pronounces the words. In order to accommodate that, we have for time immemorial read Parsha Zohar in all the different possible dialects that exist in the shul. Not in ones that don't exist in the shul. We don't read it Teimani, because we don't have any Teimani. But we have people who pronounce the words with Havara Sfaradit, people who pronounce it with Havara Litait, some that pronounce it the Havara Ashkenazis, and we lane in those Havarot. The person who lanes doesn't necessarily have to have that Havara, and therefore one person could lane in all the Havarot, but it's better to have somebody who the Haron does that all the time for whatever reason. Okay, so we have to do, and we're not going to change it, and it adds another 5 minutes maybe to the davening. In those 5 minutes, nobody is going to get serious repercussions for an extra 5 minutes of late. Okay. And you still get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah one way or the other. Okay, in any case, that is Parsha Zohar. Erev Purim is next Wednesday, is Tainus Esther. Everybody should fast, including women. Pregnant and nursing women should fast half a day if they can, and then eat no matter what. That's the way we are Noach here. And if they have a difficult time, they don't have to fast at all on Tainus Esther. It's difficult. Anybody who has a headache and finds it difficult to fast does not have to fast on Tainus Esther. It's the most lenient fast day of the year. Yeah.
They don't have to fast at all, or they have to fast at themselves?
No, not to fast at all. If it's difficult to fast, if you can fast, I don't know, you should fast. Okay. The minig is to give machsa shekel. Machsa shekel, the way our minig is to give a half a shekel. And to give three of them, zecher, to the three trumos that were given in the mikdash. And you yotze with that. If you want to be mahader, then you can give a machsa shekel, the value of a real machsa shekel, which today is somewhere around 45 shekel. I think machsa shekel is around 45 shekel. And if you want to give three of them, that's even a bigger hider. But the maisa Ashkenazim are yotze with shekel and a half, three half shekels, and that's sufficient. Some people give for all the children, both some for male and female, some just for male. If you've given in the past, you have to continue giving. And for them, for sure, you only have to give a half shekel. You don't have to give the value or whatever. That
also,
money...
Also for the wife.
But women don't have to give, but if you know it to give, or one woman gave, she give in the present too. But the women don't have to give. Okay, then the Kriyas HaMegillah, we are going to try to minimize the noise at night, but again, that's Purim. I don't really see, tell you the truth, that it's so terrible, but there are people who think differently. We are not going to make another minyan Purim night, because it won't accomplish anything. The people who won't be there, so they won't be there, and it won't be Barov Al Hadras Melech, and those people go to Kiryat Seif, so they go to Kiryat Seif. So we say they have the same effect, whether they're in another minyan, or they are, what's it called, in Kiryat Sefer. And again, I don't see, we'll try to control the children, but children are children. And I don't know, these people don't remember when they were children that they didn't make noise in shul, what's it called, by Carissa Megillah. If there was firecrackers and smoke, we stopped that. And we pretty much control it. Selamai, it's just noise by Haman. Kids are kids. I don't really see what the big deal is.
Wasn't the question of noise by Haman, it was a question of the noise past Haman.
How much longer does it go? What's it called? And if somebody can figure out a way to control it, fine. But to mevatel it completely or whatever, to make another minion is not is a worse solution than suffering the way. Somebody can't take it, so I don't know if they're going to find a Kiryat Sefer or something better. I don't know. I've never been in Kiryat Sefer that Purim night, so I don't know. But I would imagine they make noise there too. And I imagine that there's kids there you can't control also. I don't know. Okay. That's at night. In the daytime, and we'll discuss the halachas of reading the Megillah at the time. I'm not going to do that now. Daytime, I've agreed to make another minyan in the morning, an early minyan with Kriyas HaMegillah, and then the regular time minyan, which is around 8-something, I guess. 7:25, okay. And the early minyan will have to start early enough that it doesn't overlap with the second minyan. 5:52? Okay, fine.
And
so whatever. So those who want to go to the early minyan, go to the early minyan, and that's fine. The mitzvahs of Purim are Kriyas HaMegillah. The main Kriyas HaMegillah is in the daytime. If you can only go to one, you have to go to the daytime one. The other one, the one at night, is only to Rabbanan, and the one in the daytime is the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Midivrei Kabbalah in the Megillah. The mitzvahs of the day, and they should be done in the daytime. If you did them before, and there are shilas, so therefore there's no reason why you shouldn't do them during the day, is Mishloach Manos. You should send at least one set of Shalach Manos in the daytime to somebody who will get it in the daytime, who's celebrating Purim that day, and that way you're surely Yotze, and anything else after that you can give anytime you want or whatever. Shalach Manos should be something that's readily edible. It doesn't have to be two different brachas, it can be two different kinds of cake, right? It can be a drink and something to eat. The things should not need to be prepared and cooked or whatever. They should be readily eaten. Preferably, they should be something that you eat together with a suda. Okay. Either as dessert or as the main course or something like that. It should be something chashuv that befits the person that you're giving it to. Okay. Some people hold it's an inyan to give it through a shliach dafka, but you yotze even if you give it directly yourself. You want to be mahadar, give one yourself, give one through a shliach. People give a lot of shalach manas, one this way and one that way or whatever. But the main thing is to give two food things, has to be food, to one person, and you yotze with that. And the person should spend more money on Matanos Levyomim than he spends on Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos should be given at a time during the day that the person can use that, what he's getting, for the suda if he so chooses to use it. And preferably the person who's getting it should know who he's getting it from, and the person who's sending it should know who he's sending it to. What else that's important about Mishloach Manos? Everybody is chayiv, men, women, children of an educational age are chayiv to send their own shalach manos. They can make somebody else a shliach to do it for them. So a wife who makes all the shalach manos or whatever can send her husband as a shliach to give one for her and one he gives for himself, and that's fine. And children should be educated to give their own shalach manos. Okay. Then Matanos Levyonim. Matanos Levyonim, your yotze, probably with a shavapruta. Shavapruta is about 13 agurot these days. And your yotze, by giving to two evyonim 13 agurot, that is the minimum. It's better to give the value of a small suda, which means probably a falafel, a shawarma, which is about 10-15 shekel.
More?
20 shekel. 20 shekel to give to two different aniyim, 20 shekel. That is for sure covers what matanos levyonim would be. But again, b'di'evet, if you gave 13 agurot or more, yotze. It also should be given on the day of Purim. You can give it either to the ani directly, or you can give it to a gabbai who will give it to the aniyim, and when they put in the plates that say matanos levyonim, it's given out on Purim day to people who are celebrating this day of Purim. And the Suda should start early in the day. I mean, usually we daven mincha, and then after that is the Suda. Should light candles by the Suda without any bracha. Should have preferably meat by the Suda, and wash and make a motzi, and should drink some wine at the Suda. And that is Sudas Purim, and our meaning is to have it and let it go into the night. If you haven't daven Maariv yet, you say Al Anisim at what's it called, at the end of the Suda. If you have daven Maariv, you don't say, and it's nighttime, you don't say Al Anisim anymore. That's it. I think that's those are pretty much the halachas of Purim. Anything else? You have shilas, you can ask the shilas.
How much should a bachur give for
aniyim? Like I said, if you can afford it, then preferably to give around twice 15 shekel, 15-20 shekel. If you can't afford it, then you can give anything more than 13 agurot twice.
This is irrelevant. But say you have this daughter that's over bas mitzvah that's supposed to fast, but it's difficult like running after her, like what happened to make sure. Do you, like, is she just not, you're not allowed to give her food, or is she, I have mamash have to run after her and, like, stop her from?
It depends. Was she not fasting because it's difficult for her to fast? She doesn't feel good?
But then she loves eating. Well, she loves food. We made it through every time, except that Yom Kippur was a bit difficult. So I ran across the Mashal after.
We should make an effort to see if she fasts. If she doesn't, just Tiny Sester. The other ones ask me again, but if Tiny Sester, you can be. There's some people who are not knowing that women fast altogether, because they consider people today weak and can't fast or whatever. So in this situation, should try to encourage her to fast, so you don't have to run after her and tie her down.
Maybe
and not
the animal that's running after her.
Yeah.
Are children from Gilchen Ochayim and all the mitzvahs of Purim, or I've just mentioned specifically?
No, yeah, all the mitzvahs, they have to hear the Megillah, they have to, whatever they're capable of doing and understanding what to do, right? They understand that what to give means to give a present. They understand what it means to hear the Megillah. Even if they don't understand all the words of the Megillah, but they understand that there's a story.
They miss the word or something. Like, they have to be yotze the way like an adult.
Preferably, it should be yotze as an adult would be yotze. If they're not capable of sitting still for that long, then they're not chayivim kriyas Megillah.
Matanis Levyonim, their parents should give them money to give them stuff, or is it better that they give a smaller amount from their own money?
They have their own money, probably better they should be educated to give from their own money.
Even
they don't have their own money, then you have to give them money. Huh?
Even if it's not the full 15-20 shekel?
Yeah, not for kids, you can give them anything more than 13 agurot.
And
twice.
Also the Shalos Manos, if they have their own money, should they buy their own stuff to do, or can they use
The family gives as a family, in other words, and they give out, the people should give. If they
they
have their own friends and they want to get their own stuff, it's preferable. Yeah.
Oh, it's
all bigger mitzvah to do your own thing than to do through a shliach, or to have somebody else pay for your mitzvah or whatever. Their mitzvahs from them also. It's more chinuch for them to have to do the mitzvah on their own. But it's not necessary. It's better. It's not necessary.
Is there a chiyuv
is there a chiyuv to understand the Megillah when it's slain, or
if you hear it in Hebrew, there's no mitzvah. There's not mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to understand every word. Just to hear every word. Yeah.
What's the story? I heard the different sheets about what's the most lechachila as far as when you daven mincha. Mincha is right before the surah, whether you can daven in the custom or not. I heard someone say that you never would daven. It's not clothing for davening. And the other sheet says that is the normal dress for Purim, so that's what you would daven in.
It's probably better to daven in a beged mechubet. But to say that you're not Yotzi Davin, it's wrong, and if they're wearing the costume, the Shem Mitzvah of Purim, Simchas Purim, it's probably, that's the dress of Purim, that's, right? Just as much as a person wouldn't necessarily go in front of a melech in a kittel, but that's the dress of Yom Kippur, you wear a kittel.
Like a joker would go in front of the king, dressed like a joker,
It could be. Depends what you're dressed like, But naked, yeah. For sure you Yotzi davening if you dress nicely. And you probably Yotzi the other way too, and they can't seem to make a big deal about Dafka not being in a costume.
How about the chiyuv to be sober when you're davening?
Sober when you're davening is more important. The problem there is Mariv, not so much Mincha time yet. Basically, if you... Normally you shouldn't daven even if you're a little tipsy, right? And if you can't speak, coherently, easily, then you shouldn't daven like that until you sober up. If your mama's drunk like Lot, you're not Yotze. So to daven, if your mama's drunk out of your mind, you shouldn't daven even on Purim. If it's just that you're a little drunk, but you know what you're doing, just can't, you slur the words a little bit or whatever, even though normally you shouldn't daven like that on Purim, you can daven like that. For the same reason, because it's not a bizayin, that's the mitzvah of the day. One of the mitzvahs. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
So if the woman, if she doesn't hear the reading or Parsha Zohar, can the husband come and read for her just in the regular...
Yeah, but if she can, she can come Purim morning and be mechaven to be yotzei, according to most shitas of yotzei.
Then
Pasha Zoch, I'm saying, she come Purim morning, listen to the laning, and yotzei, according to most shitas, Pasha Zocher. She come in the afternoon. There's a special reading for women. If you can't, or a man can't, it's impossible to come and hear from a sefer Torah. Then there is an inyan to read it from a chumash, because some people hold you don't need a sefer Torah to be yotzei. That's better than nothing. But l'chatchila, some people, you're not Yotze like that, better to be Yotze from a Sefer Torah. But if you can't, better to do that than to do nothing. Okay.